Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me here for Tiny Biscuits. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air, and in my Twitter bio, you will find the link to join our Talking Puck Discord, and we'll talk some hockey there. And we also talk hockey Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Myself and former Avs voice Mike Haynes, we love talking to you. We're on Twitch. We're on YouTube. We're live. We take your questions in the chat, and we hope you can join us for a great hour, sometimes more, of tremendous hockey talk. Boy, there's so much going on right now. I actually came into today and I was going to talk about Patrick Marleau and another guy who's quietly moving up the NHL record books in Marc-Andre Fleury, but that ended up superseded for me by a couple of things, and it's international hockey. Number one, the Women's World Championship has been canceled for the second year in a row. So Team USA, which was staring down the barrel of having to go in without really much in the way of a coaching transition time, gets out of it. Bob Bugner decided to quit 3 weeks before the tournament, but now there's no more tournament. And Bugner's protest was he didn't like the COVID-19 protocols. Well, now the Women's World's been canceled once again. So they're not even going to play those this year. It's unclear when the tournament is going to come back. The other thing that happened in international hockey that I thought was really interesting and merits a mention is Team Canada has named Roberto Luongo the GM of the men's team for the World Championship. That, to me, signals something that, I'll be honest with you, I thought was still a few years away, and that is a changing of the guard in Canadian hockey. Now, it might not seem like much to outsiders, but Hockey Canada announced on Tuesday Shane Doan and Scott Salmon are going to be the assistant GMs and Roberto Luongo the GM. So this, to me, this is a generation, depending on how old you are, but even if you're probably a teenager, you might at least remember Luongo playing, Doan playing, was only a couple of years ago. These guys are the new blood for Team Canada and Hockey Canada, and it's an interesting move. It seems like the push will now go away from more traditional, more experienced Hockey Canada executives. And the other thing I think we're going to see here, as we see the Jim Rutherfords of the world begin to step aside, guys who are a little older, certainly more experienced, but we have to start asking that question. So who replaces these guys? Who's coming next? Luongo getting into this position, Shane Doan, who is tied to the Coyotes an awful lot, but obviously did not end up as the GM this time around. But they are the new wave. And my question is, who else is going to join them? Luongo has put himself in prime position to potentially be named a general manager in the near future. Wouldn't it be interesting to see Luongo, well, anywhere really, but, you know, if he eventually ends up in Florida or Vancouver, someplace he spent a lot of time. He's obviously tied in with the Panthers organization right now and their Department of Goaltending Excellence, I think it's called. It just raises a lot of questions for me and makes me start to think about who is the next generation of the younger GMs, assistant GMs, even coaches, the next wave that's coming through. Who are the guys that are going to be the you know, movers and shakers of tomorrow? So to me, that's an interesting development. And one, again, I thought this was going to be a couple of years away. I didn't really think we were going to see the changing of the guard like this. Now it makes me look at USA Hockey as well, for those who may be fans of the international game, and what Team USA may or may not be doing, which, you know, it's very insular, the hockey community. And I think if you get into a position of trust, you tend to be recycled and you will run back through the game several times over and over. But now I wonder if Team USA doesn't feel a little bit of pressure to, in a weird way, try to keep up in that and start to look a little bit younger. The game has changed. Look, the game has changed so much since I was a kid, but even in the last 10-15 years, we've seen a big switch. Remember when we came out of the lockout well, a couple of lockouts ago now, and they were going to put the emphasis on the obstruction calls, and they did, and it kind of knocked it down for a while. I think we've got a little bit of that creeping back into the game, but not as much. It turned the game into more of a skating, stick handling, skill and possession type of game. It also kind of turned a lot of players into the same player, which I'm not a huge fan of. I think it took a lot of creativity out of the game because it was so system heavy, and to a certain extent remains system heavy. The reason we celebrate the Connor McDavids of the world is because they are so rare. And the game evolved. Well, now the game under newer, younger stewardship may continue to evolve again. And I'd love to see more creativity and decision-making put back into hockey as opposed to the robotic do this, do that, do this, do that response that a lot of teams seem to go with. The problem is you can't argue with their success. Talent, I still think, carries the day most of the time. Not always, but most of the time. And the creative players are the ones who can really generate those special moments. But are we doing enough to engender that? And I think that perhaps as USA Hockey moves forward, that's a consideration for them. That is the direction they need to pick. Where do we want to go with this program? Where do we want to go with hockey in the United States? And Hockey Canada is looking at the same thing. Are you going to follow the trend of what other people do, or are you going to try to innovate? All right, well, that's it for my Tiny Biscuits for today, and we'll see what happens by the time the weekend edition rolls around, but who knows? It could be anything by then, but at some point I do want to talk about Patrick Marleau and what's going on with Marc-Andre Fleury in Vegas and the way he's kind of climbing up the charts there, but well, that topic, it may have to wait for Sunday night on Talking Puck TV, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch and on YouTube, twitch.tv/talkingpuck, and also follow me on Twitter. I tweet about a lot of different things. I'm also the editor-in-chief of VegasHockeyNow.com, so you'll see some VGK talk on there. Follow me at Callahan on Air. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Take care. Stay safe. Talk to you next time.